If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get more insight. As you said, we'll bring in our good friend Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram. Of course, Brown Zone with Scott Petrak, which is all you have to do is type in brownzone.com. And right now, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Scott, thank you. We appreciate you moving around a little bit today so we could carry that Cavs press conference this morning. How are you, my friend?
Did Kobe Altman not know that 11 o'clock on Monday is your time?
Yeah, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, I'm a little insulted, but no problem, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We are nice good. Guy. All right, since we last talked, the schedule came out. The NFL has zero respect for this team, and you know what? They've earned that based on the conclusions of last year. Just your thoughts on the schedule being released last week and 13 1 o'clock games, and most people call primetime at night. The Browns will call primetime 9:30 a.m. in London.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's pretty clear that the NFL has no expectations for this team. And part of that, I think, is no excitement. You know, if you're going to put a game on prime time and give it to the nation, and I think the league is certainly trying to do a better job of putting more favorable matchups or more exciting matchups on Thursday night and Sunday night and Monday night. So, you know, a team that was last in the league in scoring last year and doesn't know who its starting quarterback is going to be, I think it's hard to argue that, yeah, we should put these guys in prime time a bunch. I was a little surprised they didn't get one game, but I think it's understandable.
I'm surprised they also didn't get at least one game. I wonder if the Browns, you know, if things go well, I would think they could be flexed. You know, an AFC North game down the road could be flexed, but I wouldn't even count on that. And that's okay, Scott, but pretty much need stability at quarterback to get primetime games, do you not?
Yeah, well, yeah, you need stability and you need quality at quarterback. You know, if Shedeur Sanders happens to become your starter, whether that's week one or week five, and you're winning some games, I think all of a sudden this team becomes more attractive from a network standpoint, from a marketing standpoint. But, you know, it could be anybody. It could be one of four guys. And if you're looking across the landscape of the league and the teams that get the most primetime games, it's teams quarterbacked by Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen. You know, I think maybe you make a little bit of an exception with the Cowboys, but it's still Dak Prescott. You know, I know it's the Cowboys, but they still have a quarterback. You know, for years it was Aaron Rodgers. That's just the way it works.
Yep.
And, you know, right now, I'm not sure. I know that the Browns don't have one of those guys that you can hang your head on and say, yeah, people are going to tune in to watch this guy and expect that guy to be really good.
If Shedeur Sanders was drafted second overall, would the Browns' primetime likability have been higher?
Yes. I don't know if that would have guaranteed them a primetime game. There's no doubt in my mind it would have helped. I mean, I think Tennessee got shut out.
Yep.
Cam Ward, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Now, Cam Ward isn't the popular figure that Shedeur Sanders is. So, yeah, I would think if they – there's no doubt they would have been more marketable, but I think they would have gotten a primetime game if Sanders had been the number two pick.
Obviously, Dylan Gabriel went in the third round. Sanders went in the fifth. I would think inside the building they regard, just based on that, Dylan Gabriel more highly than they do Shedeur Sanders. Everybody else in the general football public seems to think that Shedeur Sanders is the guy that has the better chance at this thing. Scott, what's your gut tell you about this? Is this a wide open competition there, or does somebody have an edge, and is that of the rookies anyway?
Yeah, I think what you said is 100% right, Jeff, that the Browns do or did give Dylan Gabriel the advantage. That's why they took him first. And they like a lot of stuff about him. But I don't think it's a significant edge over Shedeur Sanders entering Berea. And, you know, we've talked about it. I have an issue with shorter quarterbacks. Doesn't mean that those guys can't have success, but I think it's harder for them to do that at this level. So, you know, can Shedeur Sanders close that gap in a hurry? I think so. And when he stands next to Dylan Gabriel, you know, he's 3 or 4 inches taller and he's thicker body. And I'm sure the coaches and everybody in the front office recognizes that. Not that they didn't before the draft, but it's smacking you in the face and it's on your field in Berea. And the question is, will that help Shedeur Sanders close the gap? I would think so. But all those things that the Browns like in Dylan Gabriel, the quick decision-making and the accuracy, and, you know, he spins it pretty well. I think all those things are going to show up. And the questions about him, which pretty much boil down to the height and can he see the field like he needs to and can he navigate all these big bodies, I don't know if that's those quote-unquote weaknesses are going to show up at this stage in the offseason. I think that's more deeper in training camp, where you get more contact, certainly in the preseason. So I don't know if it'll be that easy for Sanders to close the gap, but I don't think it's huge, and I think Sanders does have that chance.
All right, so what happens when we mix the rookies and the vets together next week? And I'm like, do we expect more? Do we expect more of this? You know, we're constantly looking at the quarterback battle. Or can we start to kind of sink our teeth into like Jerome Ford and Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson at running back?
No, it's all about the quarterback.
It's all about the QB 24/7.
It's all about the quarterbacks. Yeah, maybe.
So let me check. Let me write this down. It's all about the quarterbacks. And okay, I just want to make sure. Okay,
right. You got it.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the line from The Jerk, and I was like, forget it.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I just think that's the reality. And you know, next week when we're out there, it's going to be the novelty of seeing, I assume, all four quarterbacks. They don't have to be there. It's voluntary. But seeing all four quarterbacks and how they line up and how they look and how many reps are the rookies getting and all that. And, you know, if you take the rookies out of the equation, you still have the Kenny Pickett-Joe Flacco dynamic. And who's coming out of there? And is Kenny Pickett – this will be the first time I get to see Kenny Pickett live, except, yeah, you know, I've seen him in games, right, and wasn't blown away. You know, and obviously – he's been traded twice, and there's questions about him. So I think that's where my eyes are going to go. Not that there's not other things worth watching, and we'll see. I mean, I fully expect Quinshon Judkins to be the week one starter when we get to the season. I doubt he'll be taking the first team reps right away. I think that goes to Jerome Ford, just the way, you know, the hierarchy works. But, yeah, the focus is going to be on the quarterbacks.
OTAs start next week. Clearly, the quarterbacks better show, or they're going to be, you know, putting themselves in a not advantageous position. Will this team be looking, and I'll say wide receiver in particular, at other positions here? Do you think there are still major moves to be made on this roster, or is there just a little tinkering here and there?
I want to stop short of major move, but I feel like a bigger move than just tinkering has to be made. So I'm kind of straddling that question there, Jeff, but I don't think they're done at receiver. I don't think they can be done at receiver. So, you know, is there a trade out there that we would qualify as major? Maybe. I just think it needs to be more than just somebody cut, you know, at the end of August and all of a sudden he becomes your, whatever, third receiver. I think it needs to be better than that, bigger than that, more impactful than that, and I think the only way to do that is, you know, I mean, there's still some free agents out there that have you know, pretty significant track records in this league, or trade. And we've seen Andrew Berry trade for receivers before, so I would not put that past him. But I think we agree that they're at least a guy short at that receiver position.
Agreed.
How much of a challenge is it then when you're Kevin trying to figure out how to get the guy to the top when it comes to these? I'll ask you this. I don't know if we've asked. What's your current depth chart for the four quarterbacks right now?
I mean, like who I think is going to win the starting job?
If they had to put out a depth chart today for a game that could possibly be on Sunday, what would it look like?
I think it goes Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel Sanders. I think there's obviously plenty of time and room for that to change. We've talked about it. I think they would love Kenny Pickett to win that job because he's still young, former first-round pick. They think he has a chance to do things here that he hasn't done and have success that he didn't have elsewhere. Obviously, there's plenty of people skeptical about that, but that's what they would. That's, I think, the ideal scenario for them. You know, and you know what we have in Joe Flacco, and then, you know, the rookies are just huge question marks right now. So, but I do think there could be a ton of movement. I would not be surprised if, you know, Shedeur Sanders emerges as a starting quarterback week one. I fully think that is capable, especially because I liked him a lot coming out in the draft, and that hasn't changed. And if you considered him worthy of the 33rd pick, like I did, that, and he was taken with the 33rd pick, this whole discussion would be different.
Yeah, I just wonder how far he has got to climb the ladder to get to number one. I mean, for Gabriel, too, how far does he need to climb to get to the number one spot?
Yeah, I think a lot of it will come down to Kenny Pickett. If Kenny Pickett struggles in whatever area, you know, we're not seeing every practice, and Kevin always, Stefanski always talks about the behind-the-scenes things that go into this decision, you know, meeting rooms and walkthroughs and weight room and all that kind of stuff. So if Kenny Pickett isn't what they hoped he would be, then I think it just throws the door wide open for the rookie quarterbacks because you know what you're going to have in Flacco. So then if you think, okay, Pickett's not the guy, then I think you give a lot of snaps to Sanders and Gabriel and see if one of those guys can emerge with Joe Flacco. Is this great insurance policy? Give him 2 or 3 weeks and he can go out there and win games for you. Because just from the long-term aspect of this organization, You want to find a young guy that can be your starting quarterback. And Joe's 40. So Joe's not that guy, where the other three at least give you the potential to, hey, we found this guy. Next year, they don't have to be focused on a quarterback in the first round. They can address other needs. But, you know, those are three giant question marks, or else we're having the same conversation leading up to the 2026 draft.
All right, Scott, next week we'll talk about backup offensive linemen. How's that sound? Because that's all anyone wants to hear about, right?
Bubba. Yeah.
All right. Hit him straight if you get to play a little golf here. We hope you're getting to play a little.
Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. Peace. Scott Petrak.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Daryl Ryder. Hi, Daryl.
I'm a man about town.
You are a man about town. We are so glad you stopped by. So, Dave, we're sitting around here talking a little bit about the Browns because we had Scott Petrick on. And one of the questions that came up as Jeff and I were talking was, you know, there you got four quarterbacks here. I'm constantly asking about what you think the depth chart might look like.
That's Andy's thing. I'm actually enjoying it.
Yeah, give me your depth chart for the four.
Well, right now, subject to change at any given moment, week to week. But right now, it's Joe Flacco 1, Kenny Pickett 2, Dylan Gabriel 3, and Shedeur Sanders 4.
What is the difference between Pickett and Flacco? Because most people will say it's either, like, I agreed with Scott, and I think Jeff does too, that we think that Pickett is 1 over Flacco.
Well, I think ultimately it's going to end up that way. Because this year, I mentioned this with the morning show today. Like, for me, I think this year's about just figuring out if you have anything at quarterback.
Mm. That's very valid.
Okay.
It's kind of sad, though, isn't it?
It is. That's the reality they're in, and that's what they have on the roster. Yep. You've got an aging veteran at the end of his career in Flacco.
You have four question marks.
You've got Kenny Pickett, who's in year 4, right? You've already declined you're not picking up that fifth-year option on the contract, which is the right move because you're not paying him $20-plus million next year. That's just insanity. But you still want to see if there's something there. And then you've drafted these two kids, one in the 3rd round, one in the 5th round.
Which makes them both a long shot.
Right, right.
To be the starter.
While also having two first-round picks in your pocket for next year that you have to... So you've got to find out, can any of these kids play? And I get you're trying to win games too, right? You're not tanking, you're not throwing in the towel on the season, but I don't think you are served by giving Joe Flacco any reps or any playing time. To me, I think you move Joe Flacco in the preseason or at any given time you trade him so that it's just wide open for those three guys to handle the upcoming season and see what you got.
I heard this rumor last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, too, and we just haven't had a chance to talk about it. If Drew Aller came out, do you think the Browns would have taken him with the number 2 pick?
I hope not. And that's I'm not dissing Drew Aller, but he's not that good.
I'll disagree. I think he's not ready.
He's not that good. He's not ready.
Yeah, he's just not ready.
He needs. I will watch him intently this year.
Yeah.
At Penn State to see how he progresses. But last year he was not good.
He also needs. I mean, the best
needs help.
Well, the best offensive player there was a tight end.
Right.
So
but a good one.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll be honest with you, Andy. I won't be interested in him next year anyway. And here's why. It's the same thing with Mitch Trubisky. And even hindsight, it was the right decision with Mitch, right?
Yeah.
Hindsight being 2020, it was the right. But I don't want the hometown kid story thing here. There's already enough.
What, Charlie Fry wasn't enough for you?
I'm not interested in it.
Kozar wasn't good for you?
Love Bernie, but been there, done that. We've done it, right? There's already enough that comes with being a quarterback for the Browns.
Ben Roethlisberger wasn't good for you?
Oh, wait. He wasn't because he played in Pittsburgh.
We missed that one. Oh, sorry.
You pile on the hometown kid thing, and that I just, do you really want his family hearing day-to-day dissection of their kid's performance on the radio?
Here's
or
the
on
thing,
TV
though. If he's
online,
if he's good, he becomes Bernie.
Yeah, but that's
if he's good and can play, he becomes Bernie.
So what you're saying is they still won't win any Super Bowls.
Wow.
You got a question for him because I'm done with it. Blasphemy.
Yeah. You were just out in Independence for the Cavs press conference.
They haven't won any NBA finals, this iteration of the Cavs, either.
How'd it feel to you out there? Feel sincere? Feel like Because Kobe made it real clear. Core four. Yeah. Run it back. Get better
from
within.
We are young. Yes.
A lot is being, I think, put on Evan Mobley's plate. They are counting on an awful lot from him. And Kobe's right in that regard that Evan Mobley has to be the best player on the team. That's no disrespect to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I think Donovan can be co-number one guys, but right. I think Evan needs to elevate.
But Donovan, they lose when Donovan tries to carry the team. And again, I'm not dissing Donovan, but the numbers, when he scores 40 or more points, they don't win. Not only are they below 500, they're significantly below 500.
What do you average, 28 shots a game in the postseason?
Yeah.
In the four games that he played completely against Indiana.
So I'll agree with Kobe there that there's tremendous room for Evan there. But I have questions about Jared Allen. I have questions about Darius Garland. I have questions about, do they have the killer instinct that is required to win a championship?
He brought that up today, though. I thought it was interesting that he talked about, if I might know, it's the exact words that he used.
Mental toughness?
Mental toughness to get through the playoffs.
Well, that's why I asked him what I did, because this is three straight off seasons where we're asking the same questions. And the words and the phrases that the players are using. This isn't the media. This isn't put this on the media. The media won't shut up about mental toughness or physical toughness. No, this is what the players have said each of the last 3 years coming out of these playoff disappointments is they've used mental toughness, got to be better. Physical toughness got to be better. And so that's why I asked Kobe. This is three straight years of this. What makes you think that all of a sudden in year four it's going to be any better than it was in the first 3 years, yeah. Right? And he gave a very thoughtful answer to that. And he just really believes in this group that they're going to be able to take the bitter pill of not playing basketball anymore right now, and that's going to manifest itself into them moving forward. And to be fair to Kobe, he has brought up some very tangible parallel situations. Oklahoma City Thunder, number one seed, got bounced in the conference semifinals, came back this year, best team in the NBA. They're now in the conference finals, and they are my pick to win the NBA championship. He mentioned a couple players, right?
Led by young guys, Daryl.
Right, but and he mentioned a couple players when talking about Darius Garland's evolution and Evan Mobley's evolution. And so I get why Kobe feels the way he does, but this is really the first time where I'm sitting here questioning, I don't know, are they going to?
But is he saying what he's saying because he's trying to drive value up on the players, especially his core four players? Because
I don't think
he
so.
Potentially is going to have to trade one.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to trade him.
Or is he saying this because he knows it's the reality of the aprons that they can't they are so locked trying to make any move that what we heard today was just the reality of we're not going to be able to make any moves.
I think he really believes in these guys. I do believe that's sincere.
Okay.
I don't feel like that it was a sales job today.
That's good.
I felt that, what's he supposed to say?
Well, we said that too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like he took the accountability for the, he said, hey, our play raised the standards. It raised the expectations, and we didn't meet the new expectations, and we have to figure that out. Beyond that, what else do you want to hear from the guy? Right? I mean, that's as candid as you can get.
We're going to blow this thing up or we're all in. That was it. I mean, he can't really blow it up anyway because of what's the restrictions.
No.
Why would you blow the entire thing up?
No, you don't have to worry about the aprons because Dan Gilbert has never said no when it comes to spending money.
Although, Daryl, boy, at some point it becomes so, so costly.
I know.
And does it make you that much better that you should spend all that extra money? Let me throw this one thought at you. And yes, these guys are still young, no question. However, Evan Mobley is going into his fifth NBA season.
Right.
Darius Garland's going into his seventh NBA season.
Yep.
It's not like these guys are first or second year players anymore. I would think next year is the year. If Evan doesn't show the type of growth that everybody thinks he should have, and I got to be honest. I put it more on team than I do on Evan. I mean, get the kid 15, 16, 17 shots in a game instead of the 12 or 11 or 12.8 that he averaged this year.
Got to feed the beast.
Well, Darryl, I think you do.
Yeah.
And I like Darius as a player. I'm wondering, can he be more point guard and less shooting guard in a point guard body?
Right.
You know, and I think that's one way that this team can definitely improve from within. But that means, A, Evan has to be ready to, all right, go ahead, give me the ball. And Darius has to be, okay, I won't score 20 points a game.
I thought Chris Fedor asked a brilliant question toward the end of the press conference about Donovan is at one level, okay? He's at the ready to compete and win championship level.
And playing like it in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean, okay? Meanwhile, the rest of the team is not. That's a problem. And so Chris's question was just basically, hey, how do you get the rest of the team to be at the same level Donovan is? And I thought Kobe gave a fairly decent answer, but it all comes to what we've been talking about, right? The growth of Evan Mobley. He took a tremendous leap this year. Let's give the credit where it's due. He took a tremendous leap this year, right? But there's more to go. There's more to get out of that guy.
And especially, Daryl, if they get him 4 to 5 more shots a game.
Right.
And maybe that's on him just to take them, but then that's up to Kenny to convince him to do that.
What I didn't like by the end of that Indiana series, they all looked indecisive.
Yeah,
They all looked like their confidence had just been ripped from them. Nobody wanted to shoot. Nobody like the passing of the way the ball moved in the regular wasn't there. Like they were a shell of themselves in that series against Indiana. Like they really were. Indiana completely snatched their soul from them in that series. Blew leads of 19 and 20.
Yeah.
You were down 41 in a game that you just didn't even show up for.
And when you came back, or you were winning game 5, Daryl, and looking pretty good, and then when you fell down by 7, it felt like you were down by 27.
Yeah. So
it really did.
They've got their work cut out for them this offseason as far as, because I'll be honest with you, I think the Kobe is right. Their best hope to get where they want to go is through internal development because they're stuck by that second apron.
Daryl, I want to bring up the second. Thank you for stopping by. We do appreciate
you.
Just was walking through.
It's good to see you guys.
Sit down and talk with us, so we appreciate you. Daryl, we'll be looking for yourself, listening for yourself constantly. That's all we do. That's how we survive. That's all we are.
You're too kind.
I'm just saying.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.